Shodut Clare Nigale, the same hat to say us all to her. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And in Clare Nigale, I'll be presenting part of it in the English language as Nim Pertia Hebel Sahilg, and I'll be presenting part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Banning, the Isle of Man. As Bannachton dat Rish, there's more poetry in Clare Nigale this time, with the work of a writer who was born in Ramsey in 1904, Kathleen Farragher, who's left us a large body of work, some of which still remains to be collected and anthologised. Ren ri pusa nien j butch. Ged a veli elen, cherawe cor barenton j, nach jinnach I jield en a she mek as un nien vega hanna, mar so rene follach a duns keel. Ach ten ven rein e dolach cochlai en a gillian de vein en olly. St. Neot was a Saxon monk and hermit who found isolation in Cornwall. This is a traditional Cornish tale of St. Neot, who penned the crows in the Crow Pound in a new song by Cornish singer, she can play lots of instruments, Martha Woods. Tewis geisjach rish radio vanning, stasiun the nasiun, viscol ar scalia mach by Dulish, Elion Vanning.
Fields not far from home lives a flock of mournful crows, weathered by the days of old. They have a story to be told. Hark, can you hear them singing now? 100 ghostly voices drifting through the clouds.
Ten guests of soil in Finland says, the Narathen, a skelly lazes, whack on the adiv, a burger fris, and Goraland ran onto the service.
They'd flock to the fields every day of the week. On the farmer's crops they hoped to feast. But the farmers drove them all away, for the village would starve if the crows did say. But when church bells rang on a Sunday morn, the crows, they took their share of barley, wheat and corn. Hide. For a season's changed and the years pass by. The pews empty down below. For the farmer stayed home to drive away the crows. So he banished the crows to a patch of ground, where they formed a congregation upon the old crow pound.
When saints can't settle on a compromise, skies. As we grow more weathered, we grow more wise. From the crow pound we shall rise.
And there'd be born along starved or cried, and with hearts and with voices the church was alight. The crows grew thinner by the week, for they had not a crumb nor a crust to eat. But they learn to sing and to speak like men. And they sang their songs in hope that they might feast again. When Saint's concept on a compromise, we'll spread our wings and take to the skies. As we grow more with it, we grow more wise. From the crow found we shall rise. As they sing their hymns inside the church, like a band of angels crash to earth, we'll sing. Don't you spare a thought for the poor, hungry crow.
Crow Pound, the traditional Cornish tale of St Neot, expounded in song and music, of course, by multi-instrumentalist Martha Woods there, managed it that time. Now, Kathleen Farragher, 1904 to 1974, left Ramsey aged about 24 to work in London. Ill health brought about her early retirement, and she returned 25 years later in October 1949, living briefly in Ramsey before moving to Glenmona. Her first poem was printed in the Ramsey Courier about the time she returned, in fact, on the 14th of October 1949. It was one she'd already sent from London, in fact, to the Ramsey Courier. As well as poems in Manx dialect, as well as standard English, she also wrote Manx dialect duologues. Between 1955 and 1962, the Ramsey Courier published four collections of her poems that had appeared in the newspaper. Green Hills by the Sea, The Purple Misted Isle, Where Curlews Call, and These Fairy Shores. And in 1964 published Care Cushion, four humorous duologues in Manx dialect. Then in 1967, the Norris Modern Press Limited published two books, English and Manx dialect poems by Kathleen Farragher and By the Red Fuchsia Tree, short stories and poems from the Isle of Man. We'll hear poems of Kathleen Farragher read by her friend Constance Radcliffe, whose voice will in fact be familiar to you. Her au fiseg y benrein, der au nyn yr is y chastial ons ceil, as tret yn rhi chitle siliau ar na peth yn ega, hynny ach yn un fys ar marn. Ti gynch den rhi dy fel na gilion ar ei cochle eich dy fein yn oli. Ach, yn eli siilt yn ych o'r erbi, dyr aw sio bwtsir ach jyn dega ben hiesia ega. Te gred y lys ach yn un chit gys y chastial ega. Ach, ti gwy ar son cyd dy hannach dy nŵn i elius y cheil. Ach, yn ni sien, ti rai ar che bai sien, der ydw i chitgus bweg, as on sien ta che oli getlach stiach on. Ach dad gedn reir is na fedja ganoc, as cor waw na crag gan an olaoc, as ti cor en oru mor na brerach yn ec. Ta dolyw jint maach da bai cwjach rish, ach eis ta na gilion co rawd yn nyn, da veli ons gaw, jay rw stern, ta jyn y wymed jay yn weg, ni marawi, as na fod Udson Fendjeli ar nô na fel o cerw ŵr och dach le tret y chit dy fein yng Nghylion Rhys. And this is a song about Friday afternoon, Tranthrona Inia, sung by sisters Eitan and Moira Nichurin with brother Cahill.
Yeah.
Trandona in a Friday afternoon, in October in fact, and it's a song about the shock after a drowning, I'm afraid. But that was Eton and Moira Ní Chuaráin with Brother Cahill O'Curran on bouzouki. Cahill will be here again for an chruinneach this year. Tan nín gíri brisha, a pishag ta rei courage aru achtad greid a bech shen fi dolly. Vech femek tanacht an torstach, gin fogel na gera, rishé blina glen. As a treshen de yinu shé lientan vegas blechen lusun eil vel. Tan yin gulr sool stiachons menach eil, ti chumsach a blechen lusun eil vel, as esh ti drapal sus bilia. As unshen ti na sai, gin fogel na aignir bi de gera, chaus ti chwelen na lientan vega. Ach te rina tira shen shelg sin erd, as te kusta kjel gern fedan I Sevilla, as te kor liau I gusari. Gena veli gre ir onogel, tan ri kleint huishchi de vele pusahi. Ach, va moir olkusach ega ri, as vi jint jimusak lio rishafusa, as reni lort de hulk nyan ven rein eg. Quoi ec tec fis crei vait an vojin erged dourtish, as gin eblet de lort ir on ogl, chan nali fuge rii. Now here's Constance Radcliffe to introduce and begin a poem by Kathleen Farragher.
I'm fortunate to have had a close association with Miss Kathleen Farragher. After she retired from her business in London in the 1950s and 60s, she often gave performances of her own works, sometimes enlisting the help of friends, of whom I was one, in presenting amusing duologues. Miss Farragher was born and brought up in Ramsey. And this is her little poem set in Ramsey, Well, Well. Have you seen Ginny Ann, Mrs. Corkle? Oh, that one! She's nabber around, out gathering the news as I'll bet you, like a red Injun with his ear to the ground. Aye, there's nothing much passes herself there, for all she's never been off the sod. She knows all that goes on, I can tell you. Births, deaths, or today's price of cod. How Johnny and herself come to get married is more than a wise man could tell. The poor fella can't get a word edgeways. She's fair talk the boy into a spell.
A Breton band whose name means abundant, plentiful, that's Élèze, with a Casa Bar, where couples advance with linked little fingers, and without letting go there's a flourish, as the lady turns in and back before dancing forward again. Stashun the Nashun to Radio Vanning, as in Shaw Towers Geishach, Rish Claire Nigale. This is she Robert Cutting Carswell, Miss Robert a Carslach, Mutter.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
As Kathleen Farragher's poem Well Well is now brought to its conclusion by Constance Ratcliffe.
Aye, a tongue goes from morning to night time. It's a wonder it's not water the roots. Wear yourself out, you say, cooking and cleaning. All that one wears out is her boots. I haven't got patience, Mrs. Corkle, nor the time, neither, to be standing around gossiping to this one and that one, for there's too much at home to be done. Here she is coming now, Mrs. Corkle, all dressed up. How are you doing, Jenny Ann? Did you get a little sight of the map, girl? Was there anything new in the town? Is the shops all stocked up for the summer? Has any of the visitors come? Whose fine yacht was that going in the harbour? Lord help us, are you struck deaf and dumb? Wasn't there nobody married nor buried? Things is quiet for all. To think I've wasted me morning here waiting and you've no newses. No, nothing at all.
Kathleen Farragher's Well, Well. Trevor Blaine then goes shah, as rugger ven rain and hid fetch hect and tail, ren the chan ven immerker sule, as renny solacha beel ven rain lish fool, chowds ven a lie as ish na cadla. Esh, haig as a ri as dorte der our ven hesheck, ege na eider jay fail dun yoil. Her awa ri crell a lyd as hug eis seren ar aw pech ar byd yn awaddi ar bygi. As ren the ben rein frail rishwael ad y cwn na lleintan as gyn cyrael son begelia. A nach i'r tydat fygilio braw rwgit, ren na drach ias foer yn un chalg, a chyrawer i crell na ffog yn ec ych o'r erbi, as dŵr dei. Ti ro beda, as ro baid i unw fegdje liad sien, as bed yr awi bolw, odos i sasach y mach yn unrych y sec, eis dy bech yn o'n edec chychlir yn le. Tres o'n y tras chyrt ren yn chan fe'n gaid i'r sŵl o lianw no rwgyt, as ren i casager y fe'n rein, na raw ebl dy greu ffogl den deli hun, ha raw niarte egen ry. Now this is the Scottish band Farragher, who won last week's Pan-Celtic competition for a group performance of traditional music, and also this, the best new song in traditional style, with the song Fianis Rich.
Thank you. Margaret Parker, see that Farlison and that Leonigan. See on God, okay, I guess you ain't a father of this
Fionnuaisce, a song written and performed by the young Scottish band Farga. Chadod de ri ac livre sus a ven rein son briwnus, as for deira curaturi de gedden bes liorish isle. An laif an deira de vei coolinit, she ir las jerry an che of lane jane the blinton on dau chrawi edder ar lort na gheira, de heren a she bredach an ekwain droch fysag. Van a sheilienten urlu, ulu erlima j fair j jow va fame windyel hostel. A strevi gull erli jail mac as a charnain foy, dimmerki na sheilienten er a rayak. A stre high sus er a charnain as van isle er chive fordit, dol tajamach reni illach mach erurd. No, the rau she oli as utsun chit as getlach through den air, as honicky the rau and livreas ek ergera, as ren a kriek bula the gurjoil. Henk na oli fag as gee, as driss erna ski in an ock, as ren ad chroma magirta moi. The voddach he kiauna lienten harris to. And this is the opening of another poem by Kathleen Farragher, again with an introduction by Constance Radcliffe.
In the days before combine harvesters, when the corn had been cut, it was stored in the hacket until the travelling steam mill came round for the threshing. And the mill days were big days on the farm, because neighbours and friends would come round to help each other in turn, and this was done out of good community spirit. But when your friends and relations came, it was a tradition that they should be given a good meal or a series of good meals in appreciation of a long, hard day's work. Of course, the exact date of having the mill on the farm would depend on the proprietor of the mill, how he fitted everybody in. And this is Miss Farragher's On the Farm. Bless me, Sal, what an auction we had there on the day we expected the mill. But the kitchen all steamed from the puddings and the pies cooling out on the sill. And me up to me eyes in more bacon. Why, slim cakes and bonnocks, that's what. And Bella at the sink near snowed under with pridders and turmots and that.
Meredith Evans was a singer, folklorist, collector and academic, and here he sings a song about counting goats, though probably not the one that most people are familiar with.
Garum Beth yw rasogar o flywyn man ymlaen bar gafr am bod hi'n pori gyllach chelyn ar y cloddiau clirwm clarwm dyna rasog flywyn garw man ymlaen bar gafr gafr ddi byr ddi fel yn gyffon ddi ysles chydyn a chymffon ddi. Beth yw rasogar o flywyn man ymlaen bar gafr am bod hi'n pori gyllach chelyn ar y cloddiau clirwm clarwm dyna rasog flywyn garw man ymlaen bar gafr gafr goch byr goch fel yn gyffon goch ysles chydyn a chymffon goch.
Cyfrair gyfr, Meredith Evans, Mered, as he was widely known, Dr. Meredith Evans, in fact, and the song Cyfrair gyfr, Counting the Goats. Well, Constance Radcliffe continues that story now.
Then himself puts his head round the doorway and, "My gough, isn't you ones done yet?" he's shouting that Cretchy. "Get moving, for the mill's on the top road this bit. Can nobody round here do nothing? We'll be here for you, know where you're at. Them cakes would have been done, Annie Kelly, if you hadn't stopped for your tea and your chat. Here, Jenny, get the stuff from the dairy, and Bella, get them spuds on the hop. Loss, I'm cussed with a house full of women with two speeds at them, dead slow and stop. Guy, hey, was I mad? I near hit him with a lump of the dough in me fist. And me going like the devil all day with this cowl on me chest. Then off through the door he went stamping and stood the cat out on his way, and Bella was bawling and crying the big toot. Oh, well, what a day. Then out of the dairy comes Ginny with a basin of cream in her hands, and she trips on the grape in the yard there. I flat on her face the girl lands.
Well, trefn y lleint yn feg y cewch herys na sieoli, ren na cragan yn ola tŵsion faw, as fy nym brerych yn ec yn siadw rhwm bi, ons na cyr boc un, sled yn sawtio. A cart mor fy un lleint y ffeym y wynil hostel, na cheddyn fy sgi yn ola eg y fac se, ons yn y geirau hostel. Ren na clem ys peg y cheilio. As high a ben rain gusari, for Gina saw as leaden yindese, as gawi toyach the lotrish as dirty. Mahunya hyesha smoo mean, nish lios liam lort as instut the velmiona, as the rau rid encourage the false agus malye, as dinchy day, kelgeris nalias vera ver an oiler shul na tree pechen, as erchelchenad, as we courage uns curtis rishari, asano lesh boga moor. As when drach lias boir, count rish a stub, a charnain foy, as we losh gus lie. As ren the ri as a ven rein tanachten biorish imidi blinten, lest na she brerchenok, und she as tarnius.
Thank you.
Peter O'Tavy, one of the Manx wedding dances.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Siod at Stasiwn yn Asiwn Radio Banning, a Sie Claire na Gael fy sgol yr sgeiliau ma, Carnish, Meryn Pyn, Robert Cydyn Corslo, Robert y Corslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wel, ta sy'n chorcion yr sgil sy'n fe'n mysig na Sie Oli. Ach, na fe tach yrth na Oli chyt da hawel y hiw roc fe chi fe cwrych gybes o'n sail, as yn drochion tych sorens bes yn ach sy'n o'n sy'n edgy, Chil sy'n fersiwn jen o'n sgil sy'n pyrt y rhe er dda henna o'n sgil sy'n chaglym sio fy sy'n mysig yn def rhe jeg. Bu'n na sgil mae ar endwt dy jarw er nod yn ei calion y sabin liawri. Ond dy sian len fy rhi ys ben rhen o'n fy greu rysiach eilio dach le jen feoc dy rawach pe jain. Ach dy iaich yr aw pe jyr bioc. Ach, hach ar ei cwrt draw trefn fe'n rhain gwlach o'n zawyn, dy denk ffrog mach as yn wstio, ys fe sai cosel ar y tolw, ys dŵr teirish. Bydd y ieir i er na chwlina. Rosh my fys blen yng ngwl sia, ni yw rwga nyn dyn teil. Ys mor hwg y ffrog fesnys er, mor sen hach ar ei, ys hwg y fe'n rhain Nyn choelen nach dod y rhi cwmlstiach a hadius. And so we turn once again to Constance Radcliffe reading from the poetry of Kathleen Farragher.
My, my, she carried on something awful. What fool left that grep here, she said. And her brat was all covered in cow muck, and one eye was all swollen her head. Then the dog lapped the cream from the basin where she'd fell it. Good job it was tin. And it stuck to his face in long streels, girl, like white whiskers growing out of his chin. And he looked up with big eyes that mournful. Aye, the dead spit to the owl boy himself when he's preaching to the pigs there for practice. Loss, I laughed, for I couldn't help myself. Well, that cheered us up quite considerable, so we soon got the things put in place, and them men with the mill ate with relish. My, you'd wonder where they find all the space. I and the owler were smiling and nodding, and help yourselves to some more, boys, tuck in, for there's no batter, puddings and pies going in Annie Kelly's. And he gave a little grin as he said, who knows? Before the next harvest, maybe this here'll be her permanent life. She's cooksy, of course, like all women, but I'm thinking she'll make a good wife.
Ah, Constance Radcliffe again. Now, a man called Frank Yonko stood on the cliffs of West Penwith in Cornwall, and below him he saw the rocks, which were stained red by the Geeva and Liban tin mines, and he saw the white waves of the Atlantic, and he wrote a song about it, Red Rocks and White Water. And it's sung here by Jethro.
Did you visit Mevagizzi? Did you see the boats leave Par? Did you ever stand on Gribbon Head? Did you nearly touch a star? Did you cross the Bodmin Moors, where the grouse and tern fly free? Did you see this land where red rocks and white waters greet the sea? Just to see the lights of Newquay, Falmouth's busy quay. I wandered across the Tamar, now I'm home at last and free. From the demon called ambition, and the phantom called success, and a way of life that made a fool of me. I'm proud that I was born here, it's always home for me. I love this land where red rocks and white waters greet the sea. Did you see Luxillion Valley on a warm September day? See the golden sands of Senon when the tide had rolled away? The old tin mines on Camborne Hill, Truro's shining spires, Tintagel and St. Morgan, seen the chalk hills and Pentire. I'm proud that I was born here, it's always home for me. I love this land where red rocks and white waters greet the sea. I love this land where red rocks and white waters greet the sea. Greet the sea.
And that's Geoffrey McIntyre Rowe from St. Buryan in Cornwall, who became a legend of Cornish comedy under the stage name Jethro, although he started out as a singer. And there he sang the song of the red rocks and red water, white water of West Penwith. Well, here now is the conclusion of Kathleen Farragher's poem On the Farm, read by Constance Radcliffe.
Well, the wind must fae it took from me sails, girl, at the imperance and pride of the man. The mill boys were yelling and laughing, and me read it like a lobster in a pan. Then I up and gives the owl devil glister. What? Marry you? I shouts out from the hall. Nor if you were the only man left on this island, I wouldn't. But it was nice to be asked, girl.
And that was Constance Radcliffe and the end of that poem by Kathleen Farragher, On the Farm. The poem first appeared in the Ramsey Courier on the 1st of November 1957, and it subsequently appeared in the 1959 collection of her poems, Where Curlews Call. Ren a ri corsair de chomulgian moor. Chynnau unrychyn fe dy dogau cwyrra er y bwndiega, er y chyrgyn ys er slai fe ein jysachrys, ach nys er nymren crina, dy bech yd cyndiol ys ffordoel dyn ffeitiog. Fy tri jeg jaws yr yr iach dega, ach er nod nyrraw e chor ach dech le er y jeg er nyn son fawsyn dy i, fy ffeim er ffygeil mwy ffeirdiaw. Ni iau sien fy'n gyn er na chwmwl les yw deulio ys les sled yn stomid. Chawds fi tar yn gysgera, henc na mren crin y dyfein yn sai ro siwliw dy chor dyn ffeitio na gywt yn yndysach och. Ren ffeirdiaw stowl o'r i maes, ffeirelio diaw elid. Yn tras erdiaw byrtys, ys mersen. Creu'r bu fy swns yn teil dy ieri. Ach trefa un er jeg jaw er lort, stiach les y tras er jeg o'r un yr aw cwyr y cwryd, ys chwys fi genacht yn draw ffacad yr wei jinti, draw i cori aglach, ys gian dy chedn cwlina. The Pan-Celtic Festival was in Carlow again last week, and a singer from Carlow itself, Clara Hutchinson, with the lyrics by Carlow historian Dave Barron, was set to music by Clara's husband, musician Fiach Moriarty, and they won the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition with this song, Dúlra Scríosta.
Misha Aaron. Misha Dan. Misha Ungui. Misha on green. Misha go na hair. Fillin on follow coxaura. Dunya dona tetle dus. Akletaini tashi dinasna. She aspa kalogan. agus canna colastú an cólam go cuaig ag cealán na cuin Slepernach an bradan san náhuan groch treg in iaran fé Fi cuaig go scólam Come on, the glues. A Christus Milton news. A clash to one call. Cook a Slipper knock and brother.
Krista, Nature Destroyed, this year's winning Pan-Celtic International Song Competition entry by Clara Hutchinson and her husband Fiach Moriarty. Gin Bannacht Orison for Kion Fainish, as Gin Aram Murphy, Jilly Mark and Trasven Chrina Jeg Shaw, Leshard Choray, So Huego Vlain Jeg Jane Eshek, Nien Ven Frince Brody Heen Les Fess, as Neish Tushum Shees, as Beish Marrow. As gin grey fogler be elia, hyndei, as degi a halia. In the final 2 years of her life, Kathleen Farragher wrote about 100 short stories under the pseudonym Kirianne, and they appeared in the Ramsey Courier, but there hasn't been an anthology of them published since, even online, which might perhaps be more easily achievable than a physical publication these days. So still more to be done with the works of Kathleen Farragher. As a sente orum corcion er clair na gaelic ir cho, Chris Pearson will be your host for 2 hours of the best in chill-out music for your Sunday evening between 7 and 9. And then at 9, Judith Leigh presents Sundown. Next Saturday afternoon, the 18th of April at 2:30, Stephen Miller, RBV, will be giving a presentation under the title I Often Think of You and But Very Few Beside You, Edward Farragher and Carl Roeder, Folklorists and Friends. Edward Farragher of Craignish, Neddy Begholm Rai, was a poet and writer in his native Manx, and Carl Roeder was a German businessman based in Manchester who had a love of Manx folklore. So that's a donation of £3 will be welcome to help with overheads, and that's at 2:30 next Saturday afternoon, the 18th of April, with Stephen Miller, RBV. Claire Nagale closes with music by a band of Breton musicians based in Paris, so they call themselves Estren, which means a stranger, a foreigner, an outsider. The track is called Phoenix. As Shanae Achir Shaw, So, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a Cree Dutch, as Dutch, my year in share.